لحبيب الله سلامي، قلبي روحي وغرامي، إني بمديحي رامي لقياه بحلم أنور. القلب هواه غنى والحب له أعلنا.
All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Hello there and welcome to a fabulously new installment of Community Connect, broadcasting via 92.1 FM or 2MFM.org and brought to you by your host, Nadia. It's always wonderful to reconnect with you all on such a great and uniting platform. So, a fabulous welcome to all our listeners. How to pack a nourishing lunchbox. That's the focus of the episode today, whereby we invite accredited practicing dietitian Jewel Moore to share great tips on how to prepare a healthy, satisfying, and appetizing lunchbox for your school kids. Let's be quite honest, most of us are a complete fail when it comes to packing a healthy lunchbox for our kids, and it has a lot to do with how much time we actually have on our hands. Maybe it has to do with our financial budget or perhaps our experience and level of creativity. It can be a struggle having to continuously think of healthy lunch ideas for your kids, especially during the crazy morning rush out the door. So how can we ensure that we are sending our kids off with a healthy school lunch that they are guaranteed to eat? In addition to that, a motivating mum of three will be sharing how she prepares a healthy, tasty, creative, unique, and colourful school lunchbox for her school-aged daughter. So be prepared to be inspired by a great episode today, filled with helpful advice and tips for packing a tasty and nutritious packed school lunch for your kids. I'm Nadia, and you're listening to Community Connect via 92.1 FM, Muslim Community Radio. I'll be back to join you shortly. Stick around.
مصباح الدين الأطهر ورسول الله حبيبي هو نور الدهر وأكثر.
Welcome back to all our listeners tuned in to a new installment of Community Connect on 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio. While most of us like to think we spend hours lovingly preparing homemade, nutritionally delicious lunches for our children, in reality, most of us chuck a random selection of things we think are healthy into our child's lunchbox 5 minutes before we head out the door and hope for the best. But the reality is the lunch that we prepare for our kids either gets thrown away, shared with friends, or more likely traded for a better option. And the only time the lunchbox gets eaten is when it's packed with unhealthy pre-packaged chips, sweets, and lollies. I know, because once upon a time I was a school-age student. Kids can be fussy, and coming up with new and interesting foods that aren't full of sugar and won't get thrown in the bin can be incredibly tricky. That's why packing a healthy lunch that your kids will actually eat is a challenge, especially if you have a picky eater on your hands. Contributing to that is our busy, fast-paced schedules that often means there are just not enough hours in the day. So finding time to shop for, prepare, and pack nutritious, appealing lunches for our kids can be, well, a major challenge for many parents. But the importance of packing a healthy lunchbox is immeasurable. That's why we'll be receiving some great tips and advice offered by practicing dietitian Jewel Moll. Accredited practicing dietitian Jewel Moll is here to share his top tips for packing a healthy lunchbox. Jewel, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
Now, a lot of parents falsely assume that they are packing the right snacks in their children's lunchboxes, when in fact the complete opposite is done. So we've invited you today to steer us in the right direction. A school lunchbox can potentially make up 30 to 50% of our child's daily food intake. However, according to a study, most parents are not quite getting it right when it comes to healthy school lunches. So let's start by addressing some of the common food choices or snacks that should be avoided, beginning with fruit juice poppers, which is something that is commonly included in lunchboxes.
Sure. Now, with fruit juice poppers, they're not something that need to be avoided 100% of the time. Certainly, they can be enjoyed on occasion, but you want to ensure that if you are going to include fruit juice poppers, that they're 99% fruit juice, and steer away from any that have any added sugar or may not be 99% or 100% juice.
Okay. And what about pre-packaged muesli bars or savoury crackers, perhaps packaged dried fruit strips? Why are they, I guess, considered an unhealthy choice for our kids?
Well, again, there are some that are healthier than others. You want to steer away from the packaged foods that have added salt or added sugar to them. So, for example, there are some packaged crackers, so getting some whole grain or wholemeal crackers, they'll go great with some cheese. They'll be a perfect snack for a child's lunchbox. Whereas other salty snacks like chips or pretzels may be less than ideal to include in the lunchbox and maybe just enjoyed occasionally at home.
So now that we've addressed some of the snacks that should be avoided in a lunchbox, let's move over to the suggested types of foods that should be included in our child's lunchbox.
Yeah, definitely. So ideally, you want to keep it as simple as possible. That way, it's easy on the parents and easy for the children, and they're going to consume foods they like. So what we want to aim for is the core four, plus one if you have an active kid. So the four items are a main lunch item. This could be a sandwich, a wrap, or some leftover dinner from the night before. The second item would be a snack. So it can be some veggie sticks with some dip, might be some hummus or tzatziki, some whole grain crackers with cheese, and thirdly, you'd include a piece of fruit. Lastly, would be a drink, so always include a water bottle with the lunchbox, but you can also include a small reduced-fat milk or occasionally a 99% fruit juice as well.
Okay, fantastic. Now, one of the main issues that parents face is that they don't know how much food is enough for their kids. They don't want to underpack in case their kids get hungry, but at the same time, they don't want to overpack so it doesn't contribute to any food wastage. So my question to you is, how do you know how much food to give to your child?
Well, it all depends on the individual, really, but a good guide is to go for what I mentioned before, the core four, plus if your child's a little bit more active, you can do an extra snack. So those four main items plus an extra snack. So if the child is continually coming home with a half-eaten lunch and they might not have eaten their snack, you may want to reduce it by a little bit, maybe a smaller serving size. And then again, if your child is mentioning that they're hungry, you might want to add a little bit more.
That's definitely a great point. Now, the issue that busy families face is that they don't have the time to pre-prepare foods for their kids, which is why they opt for pre-packaged unhealthy snacks for their kids. So what time-saving tips and advice can you offer to help ease the pressure of preparing school lunches?
Yeah, definitely, especially with two-parent working households or single-parent households, it can be quite hard to find the time to prepare lunches. So a good tip would be have a bit of a plan. So you might want to do up a roster of the sort of things that you would include in the lunchbox, but then also keep it simple. So you don't want to have too many different options. You might just may just have two or three different types of fruit you can swap between, and you buy these bulk at the beginning of the week, and then the same with the snacks and the sandwiches or the main items. You might want to prepare ahead of time, freeze them in the freezer, or prepare multiple lunches and put them in the fridge, save having to do it every single day.
Exactly. And like you said, sometimes you can pack the dinner that you prepared the night before.
Yeah, definitely.
There's always bound to be some extras. Now, when it comes to school lunch for our kids, it's not only important to factor in the nutritional value of the snacks we are including for them, but the safety of those snacks. So how do we make sure that our children's lunch and snacks are safe to consume?
Yeah, that's a good question. Especially in hotter months, you want to ensure that your lunchbox stays cool and fresh, especially with perishable foods. So using an insulated lunchbox, but also including a cold brick in the lunchbox or a cold pack, that's a great way to keep the food safe from spoilage. But also another way you want to ensure the food is safe is if your school has a specific nut policy in regards to high allergy foods, you want to check with your school so you're not packing foods that may be a risk to other students.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the incorrect snacks that some parents pack for their kids. What kind of impact can the wrong food choices have on a child's behaviour and concentration at school?
Yeah, that's another good question. Well, we know that overly processed foods that are high in refined sugars can cause a rise in blood sugar, and then when that blood sugar drops 30 to 40 minutes later, it can lead to concentration and attention issues in the classroom. So to prevent this, what you really want to do is try and focus on foods that have limited added sugars and contain complex carbohydrates. So that would be things such as whole grain or multigrain breads and crackers and fruit and vegetables, whole fruit and vegetables unprocessed.
Exactly.
This will ensure that food that the kids eat gives them a sustained energy throughout the day, so it's not just a rise in energy and then a crash after, but more constant energy will help them learn but also have the energy to play as well.
Exactly. You don't want to contribute to them feeling sluggish and lethargic during school hours. Now, how can we motivate our children to practice healthy eating? Is it true that, I guess, involving your child in planning, shopping for, and preparing their lunchbox develops their ability to make healthy choices and enjoy good food?
Yeah, definitely. So getting your children involved in packing their own lunch, if you have the time to do it. If you don't have the time to do that, you can also involve them in maybe writing a shopping list ahead of time. and then giving them options as well. So if you find your child might be a little bit fussy when it comes to food, you could give them some options to pick between. So have a list of a few different fruits and say, which one do you like the best and you would like in your lunchbox? This way it will empower them to make some choices around what they eat, and then they should be more likely to eat it. But in saying that, it's also important to know that one of the biggest influences of what a child's going to eat is what their parents eat. And given that only 1 in 20 children in Australia currently meet the recommendations for vegetables, it's really important as parents we model that good behaviour. So eating vegetables at home in front of them, eating vegetables as snacks, just to model that good behaviour and have that rub off on our children.
Exactly. I mean, if you are not practicing healthy eating as a parent, then how would you expect your child to practice healthy eating as well? Now, if a parent is interested in finding more ideas about healthy lunches, where can they find that?
Yeah, sure. So for anyone who would like more information on packing a healthy lunchbox, we have a great resource on our website. You just head to www.healthy-kids.com.au, or you can search the Healthy Kids Association, and we have a resource on our website called Packing a Healthy Lunchbox, plus a number of other helpful hints for parents. We have lots of recipes as well if they're looking for inspiration.
That's fantastic. Well, Jewel, thank you for sharing your practical advice and information on how to pack a healthy school lunchbox that kids will absolutely love. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. Thank you again to practicing dietitian Jewel Moore for offering some great tips on packing healthy school lunches for our kids. We all know that school mornings are usually a busy, often chaotic time in many families, and most of the time it's easier to resort to prepackaged, processed items as a way of saving time. However, most of these foods are in fact filled with excess sugars and they lack optimum nutrients. In fact, research has shown that the vast majority of children are eating far too few vegetables, and over 90% of children have junk food in their lunch boxes. So packing a healthy lunch box doesn't mean it has to be boring and, I guess, limited to a plain soggy cheese sandwich. With very little effort, you can have something so much more interesting than just a sandwich and a piece of fruit. Just being a tad inventive and, I guess, creative can make a world of difference in terms of your child actually eating and enjoying their food at school. So, to give you a little lunchbox inspiration, or in fact, a massive lunchbox inspiration, we are going to hear from mum of three, with one of her daughters being a school-aged student. Wala puts that extra special effort into her daughter's lunches. She, I guess, incorporates special ways of presenting the food when her daughter opens up her lunchbox at school. Forget the bland cheese sandwiches, sticks of cheese, or sliced strawberries, and think about rocket ship and car-shaped sandwiches and deliciously heart-shaped fruit pieces. Wala showcases the lunch boxes she produces for her daughter to a large number of followers on her social media accounts. Take a listen.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Wala Abu Eid. I'm a mum of three girls, with my eldest being at school. One of my passions is waking up every morning to prepare a creative, healthy lunchbox for her. I ensure she gets a variety of foods with heaps of nutrients during her time at school. Occasionally, I prepare part of her lunchbox the night before, but most of the time, I set my alarm approximately 15 minutes before waking her up to prepare it. I bring out a variety of shape cutters and begin creating something fun for her. I make sure there's a serving of fruits, vegetables, dairy, and carbs in there, with a small treat for her sweet tooth. With her sandwiches, I cut them up and assemble them in a way that resembles objects or animals. One day she can have a cat sandwich, while the next she has one that resembles a rocket ship. Her fruits and vegetables also get cut up into shapes like stars and hearts. The main goal is to end up with a colourful lunchbox filled with a variety of fruits and vegetables that are currently in season and surely full of nutrients too. Sometimes I come up with the ideas on my own, but most of the time I get inspiration from places like Pinterest, Instagram, or just Google searches. I absolutely love making her lunchbox fun because it excites her to get out of bed every morning. She comes to her lunchbox, closes her eyes and says, "I can't wait to see what you made for me today, Mum." For a child who isn't a big fruit and vegetable eater, making a fun lunchbox for her surely encourages her to eat all that healthy food. Although preparing a creative lunchbox can be challenging at times, but seeing my daughter's reaction and the benefits it has on her health makes it worth all the effort.
Wow, how about that for some lunchbox inspiration? It is amazing what a little creative presentation can do. I mean, look, you probably wouldn't be too thrilled to open your lunchbox and see a half-squished sandwich and a bruised banana, would you? However, this can happen to lunches that are not presented and prepared properly. So just like Wala, invest in a cute bento box, which is basically a lunchbox that contains dividers that allow you to easily store different types of food in the same container. That way you won't have a squished sandwich. And there are so many smart new products and options out there for lunchboxes, so get looking and get creative. When packing your kids' lunch, most of you probably want to go with something like a sandwich as well as a piece of fruit. However, this can get pretty boring very quickly, so why not do something a little different? So an example would be, instead of packing an apple and an orange, why not slice the fruit into small pieces and place them onto a stick for a fruit kebab? Sounds delicious, doesn't it? And again, think outside the sandwich. Think outside the box. Lunch doesn't have to be limited to a boring old cheese and tomato sandwich anymore. And sandwiches don't have to be made only using toast or, I guess, Lebanese bread. You've got so many options to choose from. You can make curried egg sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, sushi rolls, perhaps a chicken salad wrap. The thing is with sandwiches is that they can be really unappealing and appetizing when they get soggy, and that's another issue. Many times by the time your kids eat them, hours after they've been made, the bread can be damp and it can leave an unwelcome taste in the mouth. Luckily, with just a few small changes, you can make sure that their sandwiches are still fresh when they come to eat them. So, some tips that you might want to incorporate when making their sandwiches for lunch is perhaps swapping sliced bread for rolls or crusty bakery bread. In addition to that, spread your condiments like your mustard or mayonnaise onto the actual filling rather than the bread. And make sure you wrap it up in a good old-fashioned cling wrap before placing it in any container or lunchbox. Again, it doesn't have to be confined to sandwiches. You can even pack them warm lunches like spaghetti or rice, any dinner perhaps that you've made the night before. And the thing is, with special insulated containers available now, you're not limited to room temperature items anymore. So don't forget to think about warm as well as cold dishes. But no doubt, when it comes to packing school lunchboxes, it's incredibly important to consider food safety. And that's something we discussed in our interview earlier. Not just factors such as how to get kids to eat vegetables or whether or not it's nutritious. The fact is, dangerous bacteria can rapidly build up in food that isn't kept at a safe temperature. So to make sure that your child's lunchbox is safe, be sure to take the following precautions. As Jewel Mall mentioned earlier, it's really important to get an insulated lunchbox. And according to foodsafety.gov, using an insulated lunchbox and frozen gel packs can be one of the most effective ways to keep food cold and safe until lunchtime. So anything that should be refrigerated, like a sandwich made with cold meat, anything that involves yogurt and milk, should be kept cold in your child's lunchbox. Another important tip is to pre-chill your child's lunch. What that means is, if you're making a sandwich with cold meats or giving your child cooked chicken, pasta salads or other pre-made food, try to make it the night before so that it chills properly before you put it in your child's lunchbox. An extra benefit as well is making your child's lunch the night before is an awesome time saver for busy mornings. Another important tip is, well, keep warm food warm. I mean, it's just as important to keep hot food at a safe temperature as it is to keep cold food at lower temperatures. Look, bacteria is said to quickly multiply in food that's between 40 degrees to 140 degrees, and that's considered the so-called danger zone. So to keep food hot, use a thermos or a similar insulated food container, which is so great at keeping the food warm. So before placing food in the insulated thermos, fill the container with boiling water and let it stand for a few minutes. And then when the container is thoroughly pre-warmed, place the hot food inside and close the top immediately. Another great and important tip is to use at least two frozen cold packs, and that will make sure that food stays at an adequately safe level of coldness in the lunchbox. Another tip that you should be considering is putting the most perishable foods right next to the ice pack. So some foods like crackers, bread, and whole vegetables and fruits that aren't peeled, you've got your bananas, your apples, your oranges, and the like, they don't need to be kept cold. So put the foods that need to be kept cold right next to the ice packs so that they stay the coldest. You can also use a frozen juice box. It's another way that you can, I guess, keep your child's lunch cold in the insulated lunchbox, and you can do that by freezing juice boxes. So pop them in the freezer the night before and voila, you have a cold pack for your child's lunch that'll thaw and be ready to drink by lunchtime. You might also want to consider packing small portions because young school-aged children generally eat small portions of food. So to avoid questions about what is and what isn't safe when it comes to leftovers, don't pack large amounts of food in your child's lunch. And this will also save you from having to throw away, I guess, a lot of food at the end of the school day. It's important also not to reuse disposable packaging like sandwich bags. I don't know who does this, but used disposable packaging could in fact harbour bacteria and could cause illness. So if you want to go environmentally friendly, if you want to go green with your child's lunchbox, opt for an environmentally friendly but still safe reusable lunch containers and packaging that can be washed and sanitized, like reusable sandwich wrappers. Other food safety measures for school lunchboxes include practicing good hand washing habits. So when preparing lunch, always make sure that you wash your hands first. And again, teach your child to wash their hands properly before eating their lunch. And we hear this advice time and time again when it comes to preparing food, and that involves cross-contamination. So it's really important when you're preparing food, wash your cutting boards and counter surfaces and utensils thoroughly with hot water after preparing raw meat, poultry and fish, because they can harbour dangerous bacteria like salmonella. If possible, consider using one cutting board for vegetables and fruits and a separate one for raw meat and poultry. And finally, keep perishable foods in the fridge. So meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and other perishable foods should always be kept in the fridge at all times. Don't leave food at room temperature for more than 2 hours or more than 1 hour if the temperature is above 90 degrees. Don't thaw frozen food at room temperature. Instead, thaw it overnight in the fridge. Again, dear listeners, it's really, really important to consider the safety of the food that your kids will be consuming in addition to the nutritional value of their lunch. So those were just some tips to consider to keep your kids' packed lunches safe to eat. It's also a great idea to get your kids involved in preparing their own packed lunch, because I guess they will be more likely to eat what they're given if you let them have some input into the decision-making process. So ask them what they like, what they don't prefer in their lunchbox, and give them options, because doing this will help them basically consume their lunch as opposed to throwing it away or bringing it back home untouched. And doing this will also help them learn about eating a healthy, balanced diet. The feeling of your child coming home with an empty lunchbox is so satisfying. I'm sure that is something each and every one of you lovely parent would love for your child to do, but that's given that they don't just toss everything in the bin. Packing a lunchbox that comes home untouched is very exhausting, not to mention absolutely deflating. But hopefully, if you incorporate the tips and suggestions that I presented on the show today, your children's lunch will go straight to their stomach and not in the trash. And I guess not traded as well. I really hope you've enjoyed today's tips for how to pack a nutritious lunch that your kids will absolutely look forward to eating. After all, healthy kids are happy kids. I'm Nadia. Thanks for joining me. Have a great evening and take care.